AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Police in Germany canceled a popular street parade because of fears of an imminent Islamist terror attack.
Carnival time in Germany brings locals and tourists by the hundreds of thousands to cities across the country. But in Braunschweig, less than 90 minutes before it was supposed to start, authorities canceled the main carnival parade, citing credible information of a concrete threat of an attack. Train stations were already crowded with partiers in costume, and they were advised to go home. Those who hadn't made the journey yet, to stay home. Carnival parades planned for Monday in the cities of Mainz, Cologne, and Düsseldorf will go ahead as planned, but officials say with added police vigilance. I'm Kyle McKinnon.
Police in Denmark say the suspected gunman killed by police was 22 years old and had a background in criminal gangs. He is suspected of firing shots into a cafe in Copenhagen during a freedom of speech event yesterday. One person was killed. The ceasefire in eastern Ukraine appears to be holding for the most part, except for around a strategic railway hub. Denver police are upset after they were told not to interfere with protesters who vandalized a memorial for fallen police officers during a march against police brutality. Two men were arrested and are facing charges of criminal mischief. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker says the snow and blizzard conditions along the coast are starting to ease up.
The last gas seems to be down in south coast part of Massachusetts, which I think New Bedford got over 20 inches of snow, and that whole area got hit pretty hard, as well as the rest of eastern Massachusetts.
This was just another in a series of recent heavy snowstorms. The governor has had enough and is looking ahead.
58 days until opening day at Fenway Park.
50 Shades of Grey stirred up some heat at the box office.
I don't do romance. My tastes are very singular. You wouldn't understand.
Enlighten me, then.
This is AP Radio News. The leader of the House is explaining why he didn't tell the White House about his invitation to Israel's prime minister to speak to Congress.
Speaker of the House John Boehner says he purposely kept the White House in the dark about his plan to invite Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to speak to Congress.
I wanted to make sure that there was no interference.
Boehner tells Fox News Sunday he was concerned that the Obama administration would have tried to scuttle his plan.
There's no secret here in Washington about the animosity that this White House has for Prime Minister Netanyahu.
Netanyahu's speech is set for March 3rd. A number of Democrats plan to skip it because they consider it a stunt and a breach of protocol. Tim McGuire, Washington.
A 20-year-old American is in intensive care at a hospital in western Spain. Benjamin Miller from Georgia was gored during a bullfighting festival celebrating Carnival in western Spain. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.